Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Happy Friday, everybody. Aloha.
And aloha to Dale and to Richard.
Yeah, aloha, everyone.
Oh, I'm glad. We're all here for Psychic Friday with Psychic Dale Shear. Is everybody excited?
Of course.
Yes, I am.
Good.
Hi, Dale. Aloha.
Hi. Aloha. I'm doing fine. I'm fine. I don't know what's going to happen, but with my knees, but we'll find out soon. In
so you
about
had your
4 hours.
Okay.
No, I just
and
I had 2 shots, left and right knee. It wasn't cortisone, so I mean, you know, I did that, and they numb it for about 4 hours, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Okay. Hmm. Well, we hope for the best. I'm so glad you got it started because you were so excited about it, and this could really
yeah.
be life-changing for you.
Well, this is not the radiation. This is the shot. So my
okay.
radiation will go Wednesday. Oh, I know what I forgot to tell you. My boat was serviced, and the guy said it was in perfect condition. And,
wow.
So it's ready to go. I'm just putting more stuff in it than I need. Like I need a fire extinguisher, and I need, you know, a few things. And hopefully I'll be able to take her out Sunday or Monday, but we have all the paperwork on it and we have all the tags, so it's ready to go and I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait to get in the boat and just run it.
I just love that story because I can even hear it in your voice. It's like you really appreciate this boat way more now, and that is
oh,
cool
yeah.
because a lot of people, they get boats, you know, and they are a lot of work, but you already know that. And you know that you sold it. You got it back for hardly anything. And it's
yep.
just a crazy story. So everybody must listen to last Friday's show to hear Dale's manifestation story regarding her boat. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, you know, speaking of manifestation, this is something I manifested. It took 5 years, but I manifested the boat coming back to me in my name. And I'll go on. I have another manifestation from the past. I don't know if you want to hear it.
Oh, of course. Let's hear it.
Oh, well, many years ago, I had a miscarriage. And it was, you know, it was rough, but I had it. And I always wanted to thank the doctor for saving my life because that was the beginning of AIDS. And he would not give me a blood transfusion. He said the blood was bad, and he refused to give me a blood transfusion. I was pissed as all hell. I mean, it's like, what's going on here? I mean, you know, I want to get out. I want to go home. But anyway, he didn't do it. And I always wondered, he left Tahoe, and I always wondered what happened to him. Well, the weird thing was manifestation. I had a shoot, a TV shoot for television. And that TV shoot, I can't think of the name at the moment, but that TV shoot took me to Fall River, Massachusetts on the Lizzie Borden case. And we ended up, they put us in, you know, homes that there were people to watch us. And that was kind of neat. I enjoyed that. And so I met some people, and they asked me, where are you from? And I said, Tahoe. And they said, oh, that's funny. We have a doctor around the corner. that's from Tahoe that's here. His name was Samuel Plosker. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. He goes, why? I said, that's the doctor I have been looking for years to thank him. He goes, well, wait, I'm going to call him up, get him over here, and you can thank him personally. And I was just blown away. And Dr. Plosker came over to the gentleman's house, and I introduced myself. I said, you probably won't remember me, but you saved my life. And I told him what happened. And, you know, the weird thing was he had a patient that was dying from AIDS at that time. And then I came in, and I came in to thank him, and he freaked out. And then I showed him my book, and I gave him a copy of my book, Dare to Be Different, and his name was in it. And I'm telling you, Barbara, he freaked out because his name was Edward Samuel Plosker, and the name of my company is ESP. He left. He left. He couldn't handle what went on, and that was a major manifestation.
Oh. Wow. He did. That is another manifestation, and I love that when that happens, when two people touched each other's lives and then cross again, and that's cool. That's very cool, Dale. Hey, you guys, are you awake out there? Do you think this is cool, too, Richard and Johnny?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
To want something and then eventually have it happen, you know. Yeah.
What? Yeah, Johnny, it happens to me a lot. I'm sure it happens to Barbara, too. But it happens to me a lot. And it blows my mind because I try to figure out why. Like this boat thing, me getting the boat back. I mean, come on. Even Richard has said that's like winning the lottery. You know, it's like 1,000,001 odds. Right,
Richard?
Right.
Right. That's for sure. He just won the lottery.
So,
crazy.
Well, I wish it was a real lottery. But anyway, it's a matter of when you do good or you help people or you do things, stuff like this happens. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching on TV, on Roku, near-death experiences, Barbara, and I was blown away by just some of the stuff that I saw. I couldn't believe it. I mean,
I did watch it.
Can you believe when you watch it how unbelievable it is?
It is. Mm. It is. It's just crazy. I love stuff like that. So it just goes to show you this universe is powerful, everybody, and you can actually use it. And I do find that I only have things like that happen when I am really feeling love in my heart, that it's just beaming with joy and happiness. I think then you're more open to these good fortunes.
Well, with my boat, it would have been the furthest thing from my mind. But I rarely check my email. But since Richard was sending me some real pretty pictures, I started checking my email. And this tow truck guy sent me the letter. Hey, we're going to tow your trailer, and you owe me $2,733. I go, what? I got it. What are you talking about? Because I had sold the boat, you know. I mean, and he gave it to us for $300. Now, that's weird. That's what he needed space. He needed space in his yard. You know, so he says, well, just get this thing out of here. I had no idea if it would work. I had no idea anything. But apparently, whoever bought it did not use it much. Because right after that, COVID came. And I think he just put it away for a while. And it was, you know, it was not used. And this guy that tuned it up said he ripped it up for the lake, and he said, boy, when you try this boat out, you're going to be blown away on how good it is.
Remember you asked me if you said, do you think my boat is going to be okay once we take it into service? It only was just sitting on the street for many years. I thought so, and it's true. It is okay. It's in perfect condition. That's great news.
Yes. Yes. And my husband cleaned it up, and she's clean. Now she has to have, it'll be called Tahoe at the top, and it'll go, My Lady. That'll be the name of the boat. And plus we have to put all the tags on it. And other than that, just I always put an emergency kit in, and we have a radio, and we have a horn, you know, in case we get stuck, and we have, all kinds of things in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm excited. I mean, I'm really excited. And all I wanted, yeah, and I'm manifesting, that my legs are getting enough to get in the boat, which I believe they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would like to make a little announcement here. I'm about to park at the airport, and I'm sorry I'm going to miss the rest of the show, but I must go because I'm going to be running to the departure gate with my luggage. I'm not going to have my hands, my phone, and all that. But I didn't want to miss just saying hi to everybody, wishing you a wonderful, happy Friday, and just have a great show. And everybody who's waiting to talk to Psychic Gail Scheer, enjoy it. And it's really a great blessing. And we're happy to do it for you guys. Okay. Dale,
well, thank you, Barbara.
Enjoy your trip.
Barbara, have a great time.
Will.
You're going to have a ball. And don't, you're just going to, it's going to be good, okay?
Work, right. I like to be in front of the camera with a top-notch photographer. So thank you. Thank you, guys. And I love Las Vegas.
Okay.
So I'm off now. All right. Aloha.
Okay.
Aloha.
Bye.
Well, Johnny.
Okay. What?
All right. Where are we at?
We're at that we have some callers. Okay.
Okay.
So, the first one is Pat, and Pat, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Connecticut. And Jonathan, I want to say I think you remember me correctly. My dog was a very big part of my life. I lost it in July, but I think you're remembering me correctly, Jonathan. It's been a while.
I don't know if he's listening, sweetie.
Oh, okay. All right, Dale. Hello.
He's usually screening calls.
Okay.
Richard, can you talk to her for a moment? I have some ribs that I got to take off. So would you just talk to her for a moment, please?
Ribs?
Yes.
Okay, Pat.
I have some baby back ribs that I'm making.
Okay. You want some ribs there, Pat? you probably just smell them burning or something. And how is life in Connecticut? Whoa. That's
okay.
No tornadoes, no rain to any great amount, I hope. And, I hope everything's sort of secure for you. That's good. That's good. And that's the way I am here. I'm sitting here staying with my son. He finally said, Dad, get home. You're 95. You need to be home where we can take care of you. And I think they're finding us a full-time job. Anyway, We're happy. Something's crashing. Dale, what do you do with those four ribs? Oh, my God.
Oh, I just cooked them. And
I
they're done. And
sounds, sounds like you're killing them.
I didn't kill.
Okay, go.
Okay, I'm back. All right, sweetie. What was your first name again?
My name's Pat.
Okay, and I know you're from Connecticut. How can I help you?
I would like to, I have not been in a relationship for 25 years. I'm 70. The last time, the only time I felt true love was when I was 18, unconditional love. I have met a man that I am just absolutely smitten with, and very physically attracted to, and I'm somewhat physical with him, but boundaries. And he's been real.
What do you want to know? I don't want to know the whole story. What do you want to know?
I have a lot of love for him. I would like to know. I'm not sure the relationship will be permanent, but I would like to know if he can get to the point, a level of love, feeling the same level of love that I feel for him.
I think at this point he's trying. He cares about you a lot, but he has other things on his mind. He's not sure. Does he live in the same state as you?
Yes, he does.
Okay, that's good. And have you gone out at all?
A little bit. We're both of us are not that kind of people.
What do you mean you're not that kind of people?
He's the kind of guy that's continually busy with projects. I'm an artist, so I'm busy with my jobs, and when I'm not doing that, I'm home doing artwork or. We're just not typical people that want to date and go out and dine and stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Well, this is a relationship that's out of the ordinary.
Yes.
And I feel that you will be the best of friends and you will be really good. And he will care about you as much you care about him. And that the two of you will be fine. You know, what type of artwork do you do?
Oh, I do animal portraits, mainly dogs in oil. Yeah.
Oh, cool. How cute.
Good.
That's wonderful. And Richard does watercolors, so that's nice. I just feel that you're going to be the best of friends for a long time, you know, probably forever. So. I don't see the word marriage. I do see the word of you being together and hanging out and stuff like that.
I'm not necessarily sure that, you know, the intense love physical relationship would last, but I would like to experience that and hoping he would get to that level.
Oh.
As far as his feelings for me, if they would match
his
mine.
His feelings for you are not matching yours, but he's being a very good friend. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, will they match mine is what I'm wondering.
I don't see it. I don't see it matching yours. I feel you are in one direction and he's in another, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. So as far as it, you know, as far as it matching you, no. But it's, will he be madly in love with you? No. Will you be the best of friends? Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Our next caller is Christy. And Christy, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi,
Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Are you on a speaker?
I am on a headphone.
Oh, okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
What part of California?
In Sacramento Hill.
Oh, my neck of the woods. I'm up by Tahoe and Gardnerville. Yes, it's beautiful up here. How's it over there? Yes, and how is it in Sacramento?
It's okay. Not as hot as it's been, but it's okay.
Okay. How can I help you, sweetie?
Oh, my life is just upside down everywhere. I got to choose which one. My relationship. Do you see me? I'm open to hear anything. I'm very open. What do you see my relationship being in the future? Is it the same as it with the person now, or is it with somebody else?
Well, I see that you have been very upset. Have you been crying?
Yes, over not just the relationship, but everything. It's been,
What sign are you? What month are you born?
I'm a Virgo. I have a birthday coming on Tuesday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's
46.
I feel like it's going to get better for you. You've got to get off this negative kick and get on the more positive kick and realize that things are going to go your way and you're going to be all right. It's going to take a while, but, you know, you said there was a guy you liked or what?
No, I've been in a relationship for many, many, many of years, and I just don't know where that's going.
That's going nowhere, sweetheart. That's just like it's like it is what it is. It's not going anywhere. It's, you know, just probably it should be somebody, you know, you look at as a friend rather than anything else. And, you know, what do you want from the relationship?
I've always put my all into it, and I've always wanted more out of it, but obviously it's been many of years, like I said, and then you're right, it's going nowhere, and I guess I got to get smart enough and just do my own thing to be happy. I have to live the rest of my life happy, I guess. I mean, I want to.
Yeah, I think it's time that you look at life for you now. I think you've been paying too much attention to him and forgetting about yourself, who needs love and attention. You need that very much. And I can see you having a lot of fun and enjoyability with yourself. And this guy, he only thinks about himself. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
Oh, I'm very aware of that. And I don't know why I've just allowed it to happen so long.
Yeah, he's more into himself, his ego, and he loves himself more than you. And that's really pathetic. So while you're with him, it's up to you, you know? But I would walk in a different direction if you need be, because you'll walk right into somebody that really, truly loves you if you do that.
I will. That's all I want.
Yeah, because life's too short. You know, just enjoy yourself and have fun. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right,
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Donnie,
yes.
Do you have my phone number? Do you want to give it out?
I'll give out your phone number. It is 808-372-1816. And we have a lot of callers, just so you know.
Yes, but I can't breathe because you're making
Okay, I'm sorry.
You can't make me do that many that quick. Normally, I have Barbara to talk to, you know?
I understand.
But anyway, it's rough, you know? But okay. My website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Sheer, S-C-H-E-A-R-S, like Sam, .com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I might say this much. I figured out something. I've been listening to my own meditation tapes, and especially the chakra alignment. Johnny, you want to tell people about the meditation tapes and where to locate it?
Well, you know, what I did was about a while ago, I made some tapes for Dale, and I uploaded them to YouTube videos. And then I uploaded them to also to her internet TV network, as well as, and I saved it. These are all on file on the Life After Happiness YouTube. And there's about 8 of them. They're free to listen to, and they deal with various things like finding your soulmate and, you know, releasing stress and that sort of thing. And, you know, that's basically what that is.
Yeah. So I know it before I go to bed at night, I listen to my own tapes on chakra alignment. And then I also listen to it in the morning when I wake up. And I notice that not my blood pressure, but my pulse has been going down because I'm not as stressed as I normally am.
Mm.
You know, I feel like my stress is just dissipating.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, let's go to another call, okay?
Okay, Megan, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Megan.
Hi there. My name is Megan. Nice to meet you.
Where are you calling from, sweetie?
Texas. Central Texas.
What? Boy, there you guys are all over the place.
good.
Unreal. Are you getting weather there right now?
I wish we were. It's very, very hot. It felt like there might be humidity in the air this morning, but that was just a joke. Very hot to drive right now.
I have relatives in Texas. How hot is it?
Goodness gracious. And that's one of, I have a question I want to ask, but I have a question that's always pressing, and it's not fair because it's my son, and it's always going to be an issue, but it's like 111 today. And
wow.
And
cow.
It's really hot. And that was the question I really want to ask is, will I ever be in a relationship? Will I ever have something I truly want? And I believe I will, but I have a hard situation with my children and my ex, and my oldest has been an issue, and he's an issue right now. I can't, that's what I'm going to have to ask about because that's what I need immediate help with. But the relationship always
no
gets put on a back burner.
What's going on with the kids, sweetie?
He's 18. I kicked him out at 18 and a half. We left domestic violence, and he gets very volatile. And I know he's an adult, and he can handle it himself. He needs to figure it out. But he was sleeping in a hot car. He got kicked out. It causes me a lot of trouble. But I need him safe, too. But him being in my home makes it hard for me. So I guess I've got him in the garage, and I've got it locked off so he can't get in. And I don't want to let him stay long because he can claim that he lives here, but I want to help him move out. He's just not ready. But I've got other kids that I don't need him causing chaos with. I guess
I understand. I understand that.
What can I do?
You need to get a hold of a shrink, a psychologist, or somebody that can help you. Where's the boy's father?
Oh, that's part of the problem. He is in Ohio. I left him, but he has punished me in every way since. He hasn't seen his dad since he was 14. We were married twice, and he was conceived during the first marriage. We have four kids. He treats our oldest vastly different than the others. There's no support, but
okay. But whoa. I'm not a shrink.
Oh.
I'm only a psychic. But
so
some way, I know what you're asking.
Living conditions.
We need
what do I do?
There's very little you can do. Just make sure there's no guns around. Just make sure he won't get crazy on you. You can't throw him out in the street at 111 degrees because you could go to jail, you know? So,
right.
Does he have air conditioning in the garage at all?
Yeah. There's a window unit in there, and it's quite livable. I didn't think it would work out, but it's working out.
Well, why don't you make that garage real comfortable for him?
I've done
and
that.
And have him and make it encourage him to get a job or do something to bring in some money. That might help. But I'm not a shrink, and I'm saying you need help of somebody of that caliber.
Oh, I agree.
You really do.
I just don't have a lot of options.
I don't know.
You can just not make that my question, because I guess I can't phrase it in a way that I guess I should ask, will I be in a relationship at any point soon, or should I just count that out for a while?
Not while he's around. Once you sort of get him settled, how old is he?
He'll be 19 in October.
Does he have any things he loves to do?
Well, shooting, which I don't want. I mean, the gun. It's funny that you mentioned the gun thing, because that he got arrested for that, and it's gotten taken away, which is good.
Yes.
But I really can't have him at my house for very long. I've got to get him set up somewhere so that I can have my peace and my stability back.
Well, that's not going to happen unless you have a lot of money.
True.
So at this point, you know, just make sure there's no guns around, that he doesn't come into the house and get crazy, or he doesn't have access. You think that there's no guns, but there is a gun, and he hasn't hit him. So I don't know what to tell you about that, but you need to find out exactly, you know, I don't know. Richard, what do you think?
I see you're
so
giving
should I not
correct
let him
advice.
Say, should I not let Rich say?
You're giving her the correct advice, if you want to call it advice. Yeah, need a shrink. For sure.
Yeah. I can't force
him
to go. Yeah.
And you can't kick him out either. Does he want to work?
He is working. He is working. He just is. He's willing to live in his car, that doesn't have air conditioner. His dad and I have both offered to help get him into an apartment, pay the first month's cost, and that's what I'm trying to do. But he's kind of, I can tell he doesn't want to. He's trying to stay home.
Well, I don't know what to tell you there. You're going to need to talk to a shrink, because that's something I'm not, you know. And as far as you getting another man, that's not going to happen until you get this situation settled, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
And I wish I can wave a magic wand, but I can't do a whole reading, okay? Because we have other people that.
I understand. I guess my question was, should I let him stay until we get him into an apartment? Or should I make him leave before that happens?
No.
Let him stay?
Let him stay.
Okay.
Try to treat him with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be sweet to him and nice to him as much as you can, and go from there. And that's the best I can do right now, sweetie, because we have other callers. I'm sorry.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
okay.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Bobby, I wish to, wait, I'm not jumping.
Sorry.
Johnny, I wish I could help her. I wish I was a shrink and, you know, could give her the thing. But what I'm worried about is he has an extra gun. that he doesn't tell anybody about, and he's liable to do something with the gun.
No.
So, not fun. And what do you think, Richard?
I agree. I agree with you 100% what you're saying. And,
okay.
That was one of my thoughts off the top. He already has a gun somewhere.
Yeah, he does. So,
and,
very little we can do.
Yeah.
I wish I could help her. Being a psychic, is not good enough.
Well, having a gun in Texas is a normal thing, okay?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, they're Texans.
Okay.
I got a grandson that lives down there. Okay?
You have a what?
He has a grandson that lives in Texas. He has a whole collection of guns. Okay?
Okay. By the way, Richard, I needed to ask you something real quick. Will I send you a message that you had some medication? Did you get the message on your...
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. Okay. Johnny, next one.
Kelly, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello. I was trying to find out, and I have been meditating a lot. I am trying to find out if I will be able to.
Kelly.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Are you on speaker? Because I'm not hearing you.
I have headphones on.
What?
Phone song. She has her phone. Earphones.
Can you hear me now?
Wait, speak
Hello?
Again, please, Kel. Yeah, that's better.
Could you hear?
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I had my earbuds in. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. I was
right.
calling. I have been
Wait, where
meditating.
Are you calling from? Where
oh,
are
I'm
you
sorry.
Calling from?
I am in South Texas.
What is which? Okay. Well, Richard must be manifesting
Texas.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have been meditating a lot, and I am trying to find out if I will be able to hear or see soon.
See who?
Spirit.
Or see things. Spirits.
Okay. That's up to you. If you meditate and you ask for spirits or angels or whatever, you got to test it and make sure it's not the evil kind. You got to make sure that it's something that can help you tremendously. Yes,
correct.
You will be able.
And I know that I do have them around me. I mean, I do feel like my late son, when he's with me, I feel him.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Have you tried the cards? Have you tried the cards?
No, I have not.
Have you tried? You might. I have. Johnny, tell her about my cards, Johnny.
She's a tarot. She's done a lot of tarot reading, and she's has done videos where she talks about the cards. I think we did one where it was we do one for Tarot for Beginners or something? Was that it? Or
Yes. How to read the cards
okay.
for the beginners.
Right.
And you can go to Life, Laughter, Happiness, and there's a little circle there. I know, Johnny, I've been having a hard time accessing it. I need to have you make it stand out more so people can get into that area so they can see the tapes and stuff I have, the videos. I have one on how to read the cards, and I have one. It's really good, and it'll teach you from beginning to end on how to read the cards for beginners. and that will draw a lot of the spirits into you.
Okay.
So you might want
okay.
to try that.
And I have a question on your YouTube videos again. Is
yes.
it under your name?
Yeah, that no. You have to go to Light, Laughter, Happiness.
Okay.
That's Johnny Sight. Johnny?
I'm here.
Johnny? Would you tell her about
Life, Laughter, Happiness?
Yeah, the Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel is the place where we have our tarot videos and our meditations as well. So it's,
okay.
You can find that on there. Just search for Life, Laughter, Happiness on YouTube and that should get us. You'll be able to find it.
Can you get her phone number and send her a copy of the tarot video?
Okay, let me write down her number here. I'll do that while we're on the phone. I won't say your number
okay.
out loud, but I will write it down, okay?
Thank you.
And then he can send it to you. And then you tap on it, and then you can see. But I'm
okay.
having a problem getting into Life, Laughter, Happiness, finding my own stuff, because I don't know. You got so much stuff in there that I need it to be a big circle or something that you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But that will help you talk with the spirits. I know when I read the tarot card all the time, I get... information. Now you have to understand, you don't have to be psychic to read the cards. I also
correct.
Have a book
correct.
Called Tarot for the Beginner. You can I use the Rider-Waite deck.
I've never
pardon me?
I was going to say I do know about tarot cards, but I've never worked with them.
Well, they're not evil at all. They just say what they say.
No,
and they tell
I know.
You like it is. They're amazing, to be honest with you. And I love them. I use it all the time. So that will give you the answer to your question, okay?
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, and Johnny will send you the thing that you need. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. I need to take a little break, Johnny. So, Richard, you can talk for a little bit, please. My voice is going.
Your voice is going?
Yeah,
wow.
Because Barbara's not here talking to me.
I know. Barbara's off to Vegas for a photo shoot.
Right.
That's so neat. And right now, I know what she's going through, trying to get on an aircraft. Get her there. That's the airport. What a chaos that is. Oh, God, I hate that. Airports, they're awful. Full of people.
Well, unless you're gonna be near somebody you care about and want to see, then
well,
that's
yeah.
good.
But getting there is worse. You know, whatever. But maybe
well,
that's
she's
my
happy
old
to
age
go.
Coming through. Okay.
I wish you'd get off of your old age. I know you're 95, but you know what? There's people that are George Burns was 100. There's a lot of people that were older than you, and they're just doing just fine. It's just you know. Hopefully, I pray that you get off this, I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm too that. To be honest with you, you have beautiful paintings. You are an artist. And when you do your paintings, well, I don't understand. They're so perfect. And then how can you say you can't drive when you can do gorgeous paintings? I don't get it.
Well, I can't see that well.
Well, then how do you do your paintings?
By looking at shapes and forms and values and all that.
Well, you really ought to go to a. Well, you ought to go to a doctor and get better glasses. You'd be all right.
Okay.
You'd be fine. Okay, Johnny, how many more people do we have left?
We have two more people.
Okay, let's go for it.
All right. Maria, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. My name is Maria. I'm from New York. How are you? It's nice to talk to you.
I know you. I know
you,
Maria. Hi.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
New York.
Yes,
can't
Maria.
You tell by the accent?
Yeah. No, I wasn't listening. Isn't your daughter with you, Maria?
Yes.
Where is she?
Over here. For me.
Okay. You can put her on the phone so she can translate for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
How's your mom?
Good, thank God. How are you all today?
We're doing just fine. How are you, Richard?
Good. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. I don't know. Richard, how are you?
Oh, am I? I'm doing good today.
You are?
Had my nap and everything. Yeah. Had my nap and everything and all that. Yeah, go to this young lady. Get it.
I will get to her in a moment. Meanwhile, I'm shuffling my cards, okay? How can I help you, Maria?
Okay. My mom would like to know if she'll be going to Italy this year.
Okay, we already talked about that. And she's going to Italy. But I see more like 2024. Or 2025, that type of thing.
Oh, wow, okay, so not this year at all.
No, we're almost through it this year.
Yeah. She'd like to, live there. She wants to buy property and live there.
Yeah, well, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. Don't you have anybody there that can help you guys?
Oh, yeah, no, she's just, I guess, waiting for the right time, waiting for the right funds to come through, you know. So I think she's...
Well, she is. I remember her. She had some sort of a lawsuit.
Right.
Or something like that, and she's waiting for the money. Have you guys talked to the attorney?
Yeah, it's a class action suit, so you really don't get too much satisfaction from them. You just get, we don't know yet.
Yeah, those take a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those take a long while. But that's going to happen within the year or so. And, you know, she will get her money. And she will be able to go to Italy, and she'll be fine.
Oh, fabulous.
And eventually she will be able to buy a house, so she'll be all right.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, honey, thank you.
Thank you.
Much love to
you
all.
Thank you.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Wait. Sorry. Yes. Go ahead, Johnny.
We have one more caller, and if you want to talk
okay,
to him.
Okay, well, yeah, I do.
Okay.
But not, you gotta give me a chance to breathe here, okay?
Okay.
First of all, give out my phone number, please.
Yes, the number is 808-372-1816. And for those of you who like the free readings that you got tonight, you can call that number and book a longer meeting.
Okay.
Yes.
And my website?
www.daleshears.com.
SCHEARS.com.
Yes.
Okay. And Richard, we only have one more call. That's all we'll do for tonight. But I'll call you back. I wanted to talk to you anyway. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Give me the last one.
Dion, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Did you say your name is Dion, D-I-O-N?
E-I-O-N-N-E.
Wow. That's a 1960s name. I remember that very well. Where are you calling from?
I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, we're in North Carolina now. We got out of Texas, finally. Okay. How can I help you?
Okay, so I originally tried to move to Florida, and I ended up in North Carolina, but my storage is still in Florida. And so housing has just been, like, crazy, you know? So hopefully I'm getting my apartment, like, next week, and then I'm going to work on my storage issue. Do you see me staying in North Carolina?
I'm confused. You said you're moving everything to Florida?
I tried to. No. I was living in Wisconsin. I left Wisconsin on June 30th. I tried to move to Florida, but there's a housing crisis going on, and it's hard to get into places.
In Florida.
What is going on in Florida?
It's just very limited housing. Yeah, it's limited housing, and then there's a lot of, like, scams that go on, too, like where people say that they can rent out a place, but they don't actually own it, and it just, I don't know, it just didn't work out for me, but I left my things in storage down there, and that's how I ended up here in North Carolina, because there's more housing available, even though there's still a shortage. And
stop making yourself crazy. For now, leave your stuff in storage in Florida for a short period of time, a month or two. You're supposed to stay in North Carolina, and you'll be fine. And then if you find something you want, then pull your stuff out of storage or sell it.
Okay.
I can just solve this. All right. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Johnny. I'll give my number out.
Go right ahead.
What, Johnny?
I was just saying go right ahead. Give out your number.
808-372-1816. If they need a private consultation or a reading or a card reading or whatever, okay?
Being Barb is not here, I'm going to do the shout-out. Is that okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay. You know, it was really nice tonight. I a lot of people called in, and Dale helped out a lot of people. So next week from now, we'll be doing this too. She will be on as well. And if you liked what she did tonight, or if you were listening to tonight and you liked what she did and you wanted a reading, you can call her at the number she just gave. And you know, we hope that Barbara is going to have a good journey. So thank you, Dale, and thank you for Richard for coming on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha,
thank you, Johnny.
Everybody.
Aloha. We want to get off. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. And Richard, I'll...